Welcome back to God With Us, the First Hurst 2024 Daily Devotional for Advent. During these final weeks of the Advent season, please make plans to worship with First Hurst at one of our five Christmas Eve candlelight services. The Norwood campus at 4 p.m., 6 p.m., and 11 p.m. First Hurst Espanol also at 4 p.m., or the Trails campus at 5 p.m. For more information, visit firsthurst.com/Christmas.
Saturday, December 21st, No Need for a Camcorder, by Andrea Harris. Galatians 4:4-6. But when the fullness of time had come, God sent forth His Son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those who were under the law, so that we might receive adoption as sons. And because you are sons, God has sent the Spirit of His Son into our hearts, crying, Abba, Father. I think one of the most life-changing moments for a mom is the very first time you get to hold your brand new baby. It's a moment of closeness that nothing else in the world can compare. With our second child, Chris, this happened differently. He was born a few weeks early, but those few weeks caused his lungs to be underdeveloped. Right after birth, he stopped breathing and had to be intubated. I didn't get to hold him right away and only briefly saw him in an incubator as I was still on the operating table while he was whisked away to a waiting helicopter to rush him to the children's hospital. His birth wasn't how I imagined it. It wasn't how it was supposed to be in a perfect world. But as we've all experienced, we live in a sinful and broken world. I imagine this is just a tiny taste of what the garden would have been like for Adam and Eve. They have a perfect, close relationship with God that wasn't tainted by brokenness. They could walk and talk with God. It was perfect. Until sin. Once sin entered the world, it was no longer perfect. There was no longer that closeness with God they had once experienced. For the first time, there was separation. A divide was created between people and God. It was a separation that we could never fix on our own, even though we have tried repeatedly. For the first 3 days of Chris's life, my husband would drive back and forth between our two hospitals with the camcorder, as this was the days before FaceTime, to bring me video of our little baby, and then to let me record messages that he would play for him back at his hospital. There was a physical divide of about 13 miles, but we knew it was temporary. For thousands of years, this is similar to the way God's people communicated with God. There was still a divide between God and His people, but God, in His mercy, still wanted to communicate with them. God would give messages to priests and prophets, and they would share those messages with people. There was a barrier between God and His people, but it was also temporary. Eventually, Chris and I were both able to leave the hospital, and I was finally able to hold my baby. The bond we had was reestablished without the need for that camcorder. There was no longer the barrier between us. From the beginning of time, God had a plan to fix the divide that separated us, and that's the reason we celebrate Christmas. As Galatians 4:4 says, "But when the fullness of time had come, God sent forth His Son, born of a woman, born under the law, so that we might receive and adoption as sons." Jesus was born to provide us the way, the only way, to heaven and a relationship with God. He would grow up, die on a cross, raise again as the payment for our sin. He is the bridge to reconnect us to God. That in and of itself is an amazing gift, but God didn't stop there. The next two verses in Galatians say, "And because you are sons, God has sent the Spirit of His Son into our hearts, crying, Abba, Father." God gave us the Holy Spirit. We have heard this week about some of the roles of the Holy Spirit. All of these roles are ultimately to draw us into a closer relationship with God. In the last few days leading up to Christmas, how can you allow the Holy Spirit to draw you closer to God?
Thank you for listening to God With Us. Subscribe to listen to daily devotionals from First Hurst each day of the Advent season through December 25th. For a printable or ebook version of God With Us, visit firsthurst.com/advent. Copyright 2024 by First Baptist Church of Hurst, Texas.